And so far, he says he was very careful not to say that because, you know, he's been truly told if he ever talk about the Christ or against the Christianity, which he knows is very deep in his mind. And so is the others that I have spoke to. Those who are about 75 or more, they are very careful how to say that they would not condemn the Christianity, that they would not say the word against it, but avoid to speak something that could be treason or totally reject the Christianity. So they were very careful. The older people deny him, but the younger, for those who reach 60, 60 or 65, have difference of opinion. And their mind is different than those elders. Those who are less than 65 or have not experienced the wilderness life, hunting and gathering, and spending 9 months in the wilderness by families, have totally different of opinion, different character, and their mentality is different. They much lean to into the European way of thinking, as nearly as I can be too. I am that way too because I have learned a lot in the European culture and tried to understand it. There are those who totally embrace the European culture and also the European religion, and those are the ones that are very hard to express their own opinion about the question. For that reason. And that is the only reason they did not want to talk about anything in the open, because they were told not to condemn or not to disagree of the Christian teaching. And to carry on of what I have done, I know some of these elders. Some elders has died since 1975, whom I used to hear here as elders. And some of them, they were my relatives. Some of them are a relatives of my parents long ago. And some of those elders have retained the stories long ago and then tended to over-dramatize things, and then sometimes their stories are not quite well, are not quite right. And then I was not able to visit, I was not able to visit Kashatsuan during that time in February and March. In those 2 period, those 2 months, I was very busy having to fulfill other commitments that I was supposed to do, such as attend going into the hospitals and seeing the doctors that I'm supposed to have an appointment with. And sometimes the time has been asked to be postponed for the next week or the next 2 weeks, and then this disoriented my planning to visit the communities. One other things that have happened in after I had received the funding is that the airfare have increased quite a bit, and therefore my calculation for travel has been listened to at least one community or other things that matters. Now, so therefore, Kasatuan, I did not visit at the same time when I visit Fort Albany in May 23 to 28, because the river condition was not yet favorable for traveling across, and because the airline that could jump off across the river was very expensive for my budget, which I did not include it. And I was hoping just to be able to see some. And I did see some elders and during that week. And in May 24, when I went to look at the elders gathering in Fort Albany, there were some elders from Keshachewan that I was able to speak to a few minutes at least. And I had wanted to visit to the community if I could find a way to get across.